NBC will go ahead with the third and final spot by Herb Plambeck in 15.15 seconds from now.
Hello, Bill Diamond and all our farm listeners. This has been a red letter day for me. First, I received Bill's cable telling us the Mother's Day program was well received. And after working so hard on that show, it's gratifying to know it came through. Then this morning, in a visit to a creamery here in Germany, I had one of the most wonderful treats since coming overseas, a full glass of clean, cold, delicious milk. Pure milk, the way it comes right from the dairy herd. You can't know what a priceless beverage milk is unless, like so many of our men over here, you haven't had any for months or even years. The GI who was with me had his first taste of whole milk in more than a year. You should have seen his eyes sparkle, and you ought to have watched him drink it ever so slowly. Many of our boys will soon be coming home. When they do, I think you'll find a glass of cold milk and a dish of ice cream about first on their list of food delicacies. My visit at the creamery was interesting, but a report on it will have to wait if I'm to get a comment on farm observations to you before I leave this part of Germany. And I do feel I owe you a report on agriculture. This is a dairy area, so the creamery manager was a good man to direct me to farms. We visited a number of farms, some with only 5 or 6 cows, or some with as many as a dozen, and one with 60 cows in production. I was not too favorably impressed with the small layouts. For one thing, I don't like the idea of the barn being a part of the house, and most all of them are here. Then, too, the cows are nothing to boast about, and feed and bedding supplies are low. Help is scarce now that foreign workers have regained their precious freedom. Hitler's contributions to agriculture have been very few. The cows are largely of two breeds here, a fawn and white spotted type known as Ober-Bavarian Flexvieh, and a reddish brown and white breed called Thunstarren, brought in originally from Austria. Both breeds are well adapted to this hill country, large, rugged animals, fully as big as any we've seen at home. The fact is, the cows here are sort of a triple-purpose type, used for milk production and for field work and ultimately for meat. The combination is not altogether desirable. On the larger farms, I found things quite comparable to some of our own good dairy farms. The barn was an independent unit with silos and a manure pit at hand and with very sanitary conditions prevailing. Purebred Thunstarren cattle were to be found here. Large animals with color markings, just the opposite of our Herefords. These cows produce up to 5,000 liters of milk a year, averaging 3.8% butter fat, which in terms of our top producers is not at all good. However, they are in good flesh and will bring some 1,500 marks on any market. Milking machines were being used in this particular establishment, but chains still take the place of stanchions. A record of calving dates and the production was on a placard with each cow's name. Hay and grass is the main feed, supplemented with sugar beets and dried beet pulp and some mill byproducts. Even the silage is all grass. Incidentally, I saw my first square silo here. Generally, farm impressions given me by Rudolf Hamstorfer, the farmer, and Dr. Fried von Bell, the creamery man, were that agriculture, aside from dairying, doesn't amount to much here. That severe demands have been made upon German farmers during the Nazi regime, with severe punishment where demands were not met. Apparently, the Reich has discouraged any independent farm organization, but had in their stead a Landverein, which in turn embodies all the milk associations and other organizations, including, as I understand it, cooperatives formerly found here. I gathered, too, that smaller farmers look at the future with considerable pessimism. High taxes and regimentation of recent years has given them little to show for their work. Now they foresee long years of reparations and little chance to improve their lot. There's virtually no modern machinery, only a very few tractors, scarcely any binders or mowers. War has depreciated equipment and taken away horses. Enslaved workers have left, and no one can blame them. All in all, the German farm picture in areas I've been in is not promising. Crops were put in late this year, sometimes very hastily. They have good gardens, and they're trying hard in fields, but yields will be low. My own conclusion from what I've seen is that there will be a hungry Europe in the winter ahead. Like almost all the GIs I talk to here, I most certainly feel grateful that my farming and living is in that paradise we call America. This is Herb Kleinbeck returning you to Bill Diamond.
Hello, NBC. This is MCI. We ask you once again to hold those recordings for instructions from WHO. Hold those recordings for instructions from WHO. That is all we have for you, NBC. Thank you very much.